T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's good, Houston? What's good, baby? We were at Twin Peaks on 59 and Kirby. Rick Campbell is out of studio today. We're all out of studio today. We're all in Twin Peaks, baby, where the beer is cold, the service is phenomenal, and there's not a bad view in the building. I got my man Cecil Shorts III and Wade Smith with me, former NFLers, former Houston Texans, just chopping it up, cussing and discussing. And right now on the hotline, we appreciate my man Brandon Backey. You know him from the 2005 Game 4 of the World Series, several outings in the playoff, big moment guy, clutch guy. I know him from back in the day in my high school days. He beat me in the playoffs, and he was quarterbacking at Galveston Ball. I still ain't going to forgive you for that right there, Backey. Brandon Backey, what's good, my man?
Hey, it's going good, man. I'm glad you brought that up. It made me feel good again.
Yeah, you saw
it. How you guys doing, man?
Man, we're doing good. I still got nightmares. All them dudes. Galveston Ball had a bunch of undersized athletes on their team, and they tore us up that day. I'm on the field goal block team, and I'm down there just blocking for an extra point. And them dudes hit me in the chin, man. The little hard heads that Brandon Backey was running around with down there in Galveston. Hey, man.
Talk about that salt water, baby.
let's jump to it, man. Look, before we get to the Astros, man, I got to ask you about it last night with the Dodgers, man. I mean, Walker Buehler comes out, pitches an absolute gem. When he leaves the mound, he's up 3-1. Clayton Kershaw comes in, gives up back-to-back bombs. They tie it up. Joe Kelly comes in the 10th, man, and Howie Kendrick hits a grand slam for the Nationals. I mean, man, just talk to me a little bit about that game and what you saw. That had to be heartbreaking.
Yeah, I feel for Clayton. You know, he's a good guy. He's obviously a wonderful pitcher. There's just something about, you know, I don't know what it is, but something about him in playoffs just don't connect. And he just seems to be a different pitcher in the playoffs than he is in the regular season. It's heartbreaking to see somebody like that who deserves a little bit better moments in the big time to not succeed. And then to hear the fans there in L.A. booing him off the field, probably not every one of them, but a majority were. And it's almost like they forget what he did to get them there. And so I feel sorry for him in that moment. But you know what? Hey, look, he's facing big league hitters. And those big league hitters, they don't miss pitches over the middle of the heart of the plate. And that's basically what happened. You know, he left the ball up and they made him pay for it.
Brandon, talk about tonight and pitching in big moments. I know you personally filling in for Roger Clemens in a playoff clinching game, and tonight's a big moment for Gerrit Cole to close out this series and move on. Talk about what Gerrit Cole has to do and how just to prepare. How do you prepare as a pitcher for a night like this?
Hey, Gerrit Cole needs to just show up as Gerrit Cole, and I think we're going to be just fine. You know, a lot of times I get asked that same question. You know, it seemed like I handled the big time game, so to speak, a little bit better. But, you know, all in all, I basically did the same thing each and every game, no matter if it was my first start of the season, if it was a start in spring training, or a game clinching season ending game, or a playoff game, or a World Series game. I prepared myself 2 hours before the game, up until the game time started, the same way each and every time. I try to keep myself in that routine, get my mind right for what I'm about to do, and then just hopefully go out there and make it happen physically. So I think he just sticks with his same program that he has. And man, if he could just come out and just be three quarters of himself, I think we're going to be all right. We're back at home, and maybe our hitters with their, you know, with being back at home, having a day off, getting away, and getting back here, I think we're going to be okay, man. I think it'll be all right.
The Astros are, you know, 107 game winners this year. All the expectations for them to win the World Series. How much pressure and how much stock do you put into the pressure, the added pressure if they don't start this game fast and get on top early when it's coming down the stretch, do you put a lot of stock in that, in the fact that if the Astros get down early that they won't be able to come back? Or do you think that that's something that they would be able to overcome?
Yeah, I think with our offense, I don't think there's any score that's going to shy us off of being able to come back. But certainly we don't want that to happen. We don't want the crowd to be taken out of it and have that boost for the players for the remainder of the game. We want the total opposite. We want to be able to go out there and Garrett Cole come out for the first inning, hopefully get three up, three down, or in some form or fashion have a dominant inning, get it over with, and then come out and swing in the bats. Whether we score a run or not, we need to get a double or get a couple guys on and just win the inning, so to speak. Even if there's no score, if Cole can go out and dominate and get three up, three down, and then we go out there and get 15 to 20 pitches on their pitcher and maybe hit a couple of hard balls, that's a win in my book, and I think the rest of the game should fall suit. But, you know, if you're writing a book, we definitely want to shut them down early and score early so that the crowd's in it and you make them feel like they are – that their backs are against the wall.
Former Houston Astros pitcher Brandon Bakke, former Galveston Ball QB. That's what I'm going to start announcing him as, QB. I'm going to introduce you as the old QB, baby. Brandon Bakke. He's joining us on Sports Radio 610, Houston sports leader. Brandon, let's talk a little bit about the Verlander and not getting the necessary rest. It was the first game that he had pitched off 3 days rest. Talk to me a little bit about that rest that a pitcher truly needs. And if you don't get that rest, what happens? I mean, you go out there and you're not getting the movement, you don't have the pop, whatever that might be. Talk to me about the rest and the result if you don't get the rest.
Yeah, you know, what I saw in Verlander, let's put it this way. Pitchers are baseball players, but in particular, pitchers are creatures of habit. You know, we're born and learning to pitch on 5 days. And when that gets interrupted for whatever reason, it just seems to be that, you know, a lot of times things don't go accordingly. Verlander wasn't Verlander. And what I saw the mostly in his start was that his breaking ball, in particular his slider, just wasn't as sharp. And when you talk about mechanics, I think I saw him maybe overdoing it with mechanically, which left the ball up and over the plate and didn't allow his fingers to get on top of the ball and get that ball moving down, in particular on the slider. And you heard it on the radio or on the TV. They called it a cement mixer. It's spinning, it's trying, but it's just not happening. And when you leave it over the plate like that, it's very easy for these professional hitters to hit the ball hard.
Brandon, talk about the Astros' bats. The offense this series has been down. For whatever reason, talk to me. Why do you think the Astros haven't been hitting the ball? Is it because they haven't been patient at the plate? What do you think is going on, and how important it is tonight to really get them bats going and give Cole some help?
Yeah, I think book wise, statistically, you know, we didn't get as many hits, but you know, we were robbed a couple of hits. We hit the ball hard, and it was right at them. You know, call it an Adam ball. But you know, you got to give credit where credit's due. Tampa Bay's pitchers have done a wonderful job basically deflating our hitters with great pitches. And they're up there constantly facing 97, 98, 99, spotted up, and then you've got a breaking ball or a changeup that's devastating coming out of these pitchers' hands. So I'm not trying to give too much credit to these guys, even though they are my former team that drafted me, but – you know, those guys are putting up Cole and Verlander pitches that are going against our hitters who we see and who we love as Houstonians, who can dominate any pitcher. And it comes a time where the pitcher actually has the upper hand. And if you can just control the baseball with high velocity and good breaking balls, it really doesn't matter who you are with that stick in your hand. you're probably going to fail more times than not. I think that's what you're seeing right now out of our guys in the lineup.
Brandon, you mentioned about how good and how well the Tampa Bay Devil Rays pitching staff is doing, and they do it in an unorthodox manner where they're putting guys out there for an inning or two at a time and, you know, limiting their pitch count to about 20 or so pitches. How do you think you would have functioned in an organization like that with your pitching acumen if you had to go out there and propel yourself to pitch every night, but like only a couple of innings a night? Like, how do you think you would have functioned in that?
Yeah, you know, when I first started in my career, I was a reliever, and I had some success. But I kind of found out that mentally I was a lot better in the starting role, where I could prepare myself days in advance, and my conditioning and my work ethic allowed me to be able to pitch deep into games or multiple innings. So I was that kind of guy that found out that I was better suited as a starter. And let's not forget, you know, Astros were in the National League at the time, and I once was a pretty good hitter. So it kind of seemed like pitching in the nine hole, or you know, starting a game and hitting in the nine hole, we had at least one advantage in the batting order, and that was me versus the other pitcher in that nine hole. But, you know, there's two creatures, you know, as pitchers are concerned. You have your starters and you have your relievers. And, hell, there might be three, because the closer's a different-minded person as well. You see it a lot when closers come into games that don't mean as much as a save situation, and they seem to get hit around a lot. I wouldn't say it's a mental lapse, but and that they're not taking the game as serious, but it's just out of the norm. Like I said, we're creatures of habit, man, and we want to try and be – we want to pitch in the same kind of atmosphere each and every time. And for them to be able to create the monster that they have with their pitching staff is pretty special. And even on the other hand, adding on to that, you know, their manager being able – you know, Cash being able to manage that pitching staff the way that he has is pretty special as well.
Brandon Becky joining us on Sports Radio 610, former Houston Astros pitcher. Brandon, let's talk. I got one more baseball question for you, man. What, just real quick, how many runs tonight do you think it takes for the Astros to get by the Rays and get up there to New York?
I don't know how many. I'm hoping just one, just because I believe in Cole that much, but I'm looking for 10, man. I'm looking for 10 just because I want to be able to win with authority. I'm hoping about a 10-2 game, and it's just it's handily won by the third or fourth inning and beyond, and we feel good about ourselves going into the next series.
How about that? What was that Varsity Blues old boy said? A 10.
I want 10, baby. I want 10.
I like it. Hey, man, real quick before we let you go, man, I mentioned you're an old-school quarterback, man. I'm telling you, this dude could spin it around. When I heard he wasn't going to play his senior year, I thought, this dude done lost his damn mind. And the next thing you know, he's up there in the World Series. I said, I think he made a good decision. But, hey, talk to us. Yeah. We talk a lot about Deshaun Watson, man. I mean, I know you watch the Texans. I know you're a fan of being an old-school quarterback, man. Just generally, what your take on Deshaun Watson and what you see on Sundays?
Man, I think he looks like me out there, you know. no, he's a little bit slower than I was, but, you know, no, he's doing a wonderful thing, man. I think a lot of times last year he was, like, depending on Hopkins, but, you know, you saw last game he was going to Fuller a lot, and he's spreading the ball around a little bit more. I think he's actually seeing the field a little bit better. He's recognizing defenses and how – not only the play that they have called, how it's going to go up against that defense that they're showing, but also recognizing it if that play isn't good and optioning to a play that is going to be more successful against the defense that they're showing. So I think just all in all, just him as a quarterback and as a whole, he's just becoming a little bit more mature, and you're starting to see what we wanted out of him as when we drafted him. And, you know, that just takes time. You know, the more time you get out there playing against these, you know, professional athletes, the better you get. You start to learn their tendencies. You start to learn your faults, and you start to you make your faults a lot better and have less mistakes. And I think that's what we're seeing, less mistakes out of him and seeing the field a little bit better.
Brandon, you crushed it, man. I appreciate you coming on with us, man. And look, I know you're out there at the Houston Open or at the golf tournament with some clients having fun, man. Tell them to buy whatever they need to buy and get out the checkbook, man.
That's right. I will, man. They need some fans and some cold water because it's hot out here. Can't wait for tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be good stuff. Brandon, we appreciate you joining us, man. Thank you very much. That's Brandon Backe, former Houston Astros pitcher, former Galveston Ball High quarterback right there. You heard it, man. Good talk about the game tonight.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.